My name is Ray Harryhausen, and my career is animating interesting, unusual models. My career in animation really started way back in 1933. King Kong came out at the Grauman's Chinese in Hollywood, and they had a most spectacular introduction. They had a stage show. Max Steiner's glorious introduction music came on, and when I came out of the theater, I haven't been the same since. I'd seen guerrilla films before, like Ngagi and White Pongo, and they would always carry screaming women off into the jungles, and so I'd hoped it wasn't like that. I knew it wasn't a man in a suit, and I was curious to know how it was done, because I'd never heard of animation before. And when I found out that the gorilla was only 18 inches high, and it looked 50 feet on the screen, I was hypnotized and got caught up in the glories of Dynamation. I started with a 16mm camera in my father's garage and made short tests of dinosaurs, of course. It finally developed from a hobby to a profession. The animators in Hollywood that are there today had the same experience, that they saw King Kong and it put them on their career. I destroyed Washington and Earth vs. the Saucers. I destroyed parts of New York with the Beast from 20,000 Films, and that gets rather tiresome. So we were looking for a new outlet for dimensional animation, which we call Dynamation. I think Jason and the Argonauts is the most complete one that's dealt for the first time in genuine fantasy of Greek mythology. And Jason and the Argonauts basically was a search for the Golden Fleece to save his kingdom. My first thought was I wanted to put a skeleton on the screen. How many people have seen seven skeletons fighting three men? Originally in the Jason story, of course, they're rotting corpses. But in that day, it wasn't like today, where people wanted to see gore and all that sort of thing. No other group of people have done this before. Willis O'Brien was the first one who initiated it by actually seeing the animated creature interact with the live actor. And it becomes rather hypnotic when you see, like, the skeleton fight in Jason. Actors, of course, their whole profession is imagination. And sometimes the leading lady goes home and they have to make love to a teapot, you know, off the screen. These creatures, we try to make them semi-realistic, just as Willis O'Brien did with King Kong on the top of the Empire State Building. You felt so sorry for him, even though he chewed up people and ransacked New York. You felt sorry when he fell off. My wife cries sometimes, and she doesn't like that. But he fell off the top of the Empire State Building. And, of course, Steiner's music emphasized the dramatic qualities, and it became one of the big memorable scenes in the film. And I wasn't just intrigued with the animation. When I look back, I was more intrigued with the story as well, because it was a time of depression in America. This story took you by the hand from the mundane world and brought you into the most outrageous fantasy that's ever been put on the screen.